My name is Cameron Zeglias. I'm originally from outside of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. I have two nationalities. I'm both Swiss and American. I study at Freie Universität, Romance Languages and Literature. I'm 24 years old, and I've been living in Berlin for 2 years. So I originally come from the suburbs of Pennsylvania and, a place, it's been said, without culture. The 4 years before I came to Berlin, I lived in upstate New York, in the state of New York, in a village called Red Hook, which I lived there during my studies at Bard College in Annandale-on-Hudson, where I studied the so-called liberal arts with a concentration in literature and languages.
Hello, my name is Zhang Jiayi. I'm 21 years old. This year is the third year I live in Italy, where I got unforgettable experience. I can't remember how many efforts I made to study Italian to pass exams. Meanwhile, I can remember every moment of bliss where I stayed with my friends. Italy is such an interesting country, where the people always laugh without stress, where people are usually late for everything.
In my time when I'm not at university, I am a writer and artist, so I mostly spend my time either writing or working on paintings or doing whatever other reading. But also, of course, I like to go on walks or go to the museums here in Berlin. I spend time with my friends, the sort of typical. Well, right now I spend most the better part of the day in class, since I'm taking many classes. And then when I come home, I usually cook for me and my girlfriend, do the grocery shopping, that sort of, daily life thing.
Let's start with my everyday life. I used to making a program of 2 weeks. I would like to make clear what I need to do in a specific period of time and with which sequence I do them. Usually, I charge my email after getting up and do programs predefined. I would like that everything goes on the way that it should have to. However, our professor said, if everything seems under control, you are not going fast enough. Oh my God, how long the distance we have between us?
Well, I originally came to Berlin because I was working at a university in Pankow called the European College of Liberal Arts, formerly called the European College of Liberal Arts, that was associated with the university that I graduated from in the United States. So I got a job there as the assistant to the university when my girlfriend came to do her semester abroad there. So that was the original reason for the move. Then after 1 year, I quit my job there and I realized that I wanted to do my master's.
About starting in my country, it could be much easier for me. I would spend much time on useless things. Like social factor, if in a society studying abroad is seen as a good thing, a family maybe will give the chance to children at any cost. Like political factor, with the improvement of relations between China and other countries, the conditions for Chinese students to study abroad are getting better and better. In some countries, the local governments are willing to give financial support to Chinese students who did a good job at school.
My integration process was relatively quick. Since I came here with my girlfriend, who's German, it made things, much easier that I felt that I was already, the culture was not foreign to me in that sense. And since I could speak German, it was also not strange. And since when I originally came to Berlin, I was working at a university. And so I actually felt very integrated in the rhythm of the city itself. I would say that the main difficulty is always a linguistic one. So that even if I spoke German, it of course remains not my native language. I don't think that I've completely overcome it.
In the first year, language was my main difficulty. I studied about 10 hours one day to improve it. In the second year, my main difficulty was the combination of social life and study. With more and more Italian friends I had, I was always asked to participate in parties. But as a foreigner, I needed always more time to study the native students. Now, the third year, I know clearly how difficult it is to manage a no-profit association. I'm still suffering.
I realized my integration after 1 year of being here when I took a Latin course at the Volkshochschule and realized that, you know, there was not a huge difference between me and the other students in terms of linguistic background but you know, that I felt very much, you know, that I started to feel German in some sense of whatever that means.
When I did a perfect presentation of a projected lesson, I realized my integration. It means that my public speaking way is accepted by Italian. About my social environment, I started university, so the majority of my friends are university students. I have direct connections with other Chinese students in Italy, because I work for Chinese embassy. Also, I am assistant of university during with program of Chinese students. I do stage in Academia Europeista. I knew some politicians.
I would say that my social environment remains small or exclusive. Maybe that it's me and my girlfriend and her sister and our close friends. Now that since I've been going to university, I have also made friends there, and that this has now given me a more extended social life. The education I had in the U.S. was specific, it was a very small university, and so we were very few in each class, and so we had a very direct sort of personal relationship with our professors, whereas here it's a bit more distant, more impersonal. Besides that, I mean, the first thing that I was surprised about was that we have to give an oral presentation called a referat in our classes, and, you know, that was not exactly something I was expecting, and I feel somewhat self-conscious holding a, you know, speech, basically, in not my native language in front of a class of native speakers. And then, I mean, just general feeling of being on your own, not, you know, that people, no one, of course, checks up to see if you're doing your work or whatever, and one is given more responsibility for his or her own education.
Surely, this experience changed my attitude, approach, way of thinking. It makes me know more about cultural differences. It tells me how to respect, answer, and mediate cultural differences. I'm used to waiting for people in any case. However, I don't think my integration is 100%. There is always something that I can't change.
I don't think that when I go through the city, for example, I don't think of myself as an American, for example, walking through the city. That I do not think that there is a border between my body and the city. That I feel that I belong in some ways to my surroundings. I don't think integration is ever 100%. I mean, I think to even be integrated into your home country is not always the case. You're always somehow different than other people. So I think I'm as integrated as I could be, or as is even desirable.
I do have some suggestions to my friends. Life is a journey. If you don't try something new, you will never know how beautiful the life is. On the way, you can find your dream, what you really want from the heart, and your real friends. Could I repeat my choice? Yes, of course.